Lesson 116, Isaiah 1 and 2. Introduction. The Lord showed Isaiah a vision of the apostate condition of Israel, and he commanded the people to repent and become clean. Isaiah prophesied that the house of the Lord would be established in the last days, and that the proud would be humbled at the Savior's second coming. Suggestions for teaching. Isaiah 1. Isaiah writes the Lord's words describing the apostate condition of the house of Israel. Invite a student to read aloud the following scenarios. Ask the class to listen for indicators of the spiritual condition of the young man and the young woman in these scenarios. Number 1. A young man attends church every Sunday and regularly attends seminary. He also frequently uses foul language, watches inappropriate media, and is cruel to his younger brothers and sisters. Number 2. A young woman never misses a day of seminary, always attends church, and recently earned her Personal Progress Award. However, she does righteous things primarily to please her parents and to receive recognition from others. When she is at school, she and her friends make fun of people they see as being different from them. What indicators suggest this young man and young woman may be struggling spiritually, even though they both regularly attend church and seminary? What problems may result from the choices of this young man and young woman? Explain that, like the young man and young woman in these scenarios, the Israelites in Isaiah's time were performing outward acts of righteousness, but were inwardly sinful and unrepentant. Invite students as they study Isaiah 1 to look for principles that can help them avoid going through the motions of being righteous, but without real intent. To help students understand the historical context of Isaiah's writings, you may want to refer them to the handout, The Kingdoms of Israel and Judah at a Glance. See Lesson 102. Invite students to locate Isaiah on the handout. Explain that Isaiah ministered in Jerusalem for about 40 years. He died approximately 100 years before Lehi and his family departed from Jerusalem. Jesus Christ taught, quote, "Great are the words of Isaiah, for surely he spake as touching all things concerning my people, which are of the house of Israel," end quote. See 3 Nephi 23, 1 and 2. Many of Isaiah's teachings pertain directly to our day. Invite a student to read Isaiah 1, 1 through 4 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for words and phrases that describe the Israelites' spiritual condition in Isaiah's time. What words or phrases did you find that indicate the Israelites' spiritual condition? Point out that Isaiah often recorded the Lord's words in a poetic form called parallelism. Parallelism occurs when a writer expresses an idea and then repeats or contrasts the idea using a similar sentence structure with different words. Invite students to review Isaiah 1:2 and look for an example of parallelism. What example of parallelism did you find? Students may mention the phrase, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth." What idea did Isaiah express through these words? He invited all people everywhere to listen to the words the Lord had given him. Explain that Isaiah also used images to illustrate ideas. Invite students to review Isaiah 1:3 and look for the images Isaiah used. What images did Isaiah use? Explain that a crib is a feeding trough, where an animal receives food from its master. What did Isaiah contrast the ox and donkey with? He contrasted them with the rebellious Israelites who did not know the Lord and were not aware of the physical and spiritual nourishment he had provided for them. Explain that recognizing Isaiah's use of poetic parallelism and images can help us better understand his words. Invite a student to read Isaiah 1:5 through 9 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for how the people were affected by their wickedness. You may want to explain that the phrase, "daughter of Zion" in verse 8, refers to Jerusalem and its inhabitants. What do you think Isaiah was saying about the spiritual condition of the people by describing them as being covered with wounds and bruises and putrefying sores? See Isaiah 1:6. What wicked cities did Isaiah compare the Israelites to? Summarize Isaiah 1:10 through 15 by explaining that even though the Israelites were wicked at this time, they continued to offer sacrifices at the temple, and they outwardly observed sacred occasions such as the Passover and other religious feasts. To illustrate the Israelites' spiritual condition, display a clean, clear glass with water in it. While the students are watching, add one or two drops of red food coloring to the water. How is the water like the intentions of the Israelites' hearts at this time? The intentions of their hearts had become contaminated by sin. How is the glass like the outward behavior of the Israelites? It is clean on the outside. Invite the class to scan Isaiah 1:11 through 15, looking for words and phrases that describe how the Lord felt about the Israelites' insincere offerings. What words or phrases in these verses show how the Lord felt about the Israelites' insincere offerings? Possible responses may include, "What purpose? I delight not. No more vain oblations. I will hide mine eyes." You may need to explain that vain oblations are religious offerings given without real intent. If people were doing some righteous things outwardly, why did the Lord reject those offerings? What is more meaningful to the Lord than outward display of devotion? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following truth. Our outward acts of devotion to God are more meaningful to Him when the intentions of our hearts are pure. Note, Isaiah 1:18 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. For an explanation of Scripture Mastery and a list of additional activities to help students master these selected passages, see the appendix at the end of this manual. Invite a student to read Isaiah 1:16 through 19 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the invitation the Lord offered to those who were suffering because of their sins. What did the Lord invite the Israelites to do? How does the Savior help us become clean? Through the power of His atonement. What principle about repentance and forgiveness can we learn from these verses? Students may use different words, but make sure it is clear that if we sincerely repent, we can be purified of all of our sins through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Add a capful, about 1 tablespoon or 15 milliliters, of chlorine bleach to the glass of water and stir it gently. Immediately the water will begin to lose the red tint. By the end of class, the water should be as clear as it was before you put in the food coloring. Do not allow the students to drink the water. It now contains poisonous chemicals. How is the atonement of the Savior Jesus Christ similar to the bleach? The Savior's atonement, like the bleach, has the power to purify, but we must choose to apply the atonement in our lives by exercising faith in Christ and repenting of our sins. Invite a student to read again the two scenarios presented at the beginning of the lesson. Ask students to explain what the young man and young woman could do to repent and become clean through the Savior's atonement. Share your testimony of the power of Jesus Christ's atonement to help us become pure. Invite students to ponder for a moment what they feel they need to do to become pure and encourage them to act on the promptings they receive. Summarize Isaiah 1:20 through 24 by explaining that the Lord told the people if they would not change, they would continue to suffer. However, as recorded in verses 25 through 31, He promised that in the latter days He would again redeem His people. Isaiah 2. Isaiah prophesies of the establishment of the Lord's house in the latter days. Give each student a blank piece of paper and a pencil. Ask students to read Isaiah 2:1 through 5 silently and draw a picture of what Isaiah described. After sufficient time, invite them to explain their picture to another student. You may want to invite one or two students to display and explain their drawings to the entire class. According to verse 2, when will the events described in verses 1 through 5 happen? How do you think these verses are being fulfilled in our day? explained that Isaiah prophesied of many events of the latter days, and he often used symbolism in expressing his prophecies. As is often the case in prophetic declarations, some of Isaiah's writings have dual or multiple meanings. That is, they can apply to more than one situation, or may be fulfilled at more than one time. This is sometimes called dualism. Why do you think Isaiah called the temple the mountain of the Lord? According to verse 3, why will the people in the last days desire to go to the temple? What can we learn from these verses about what happens as we attend the temple? Students may use different words, but make sure it is clear that as we attend the temple, the Lord will teach us of His ways. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask the class to listen for blessings promised to us when we attend the temple. Quote, "The temple is a great school. It is a house of learning. In the temples, the atmosphere is maintained so that it is ideal for instruction on matters that are deeply spiritual. If you will go to the temple and remember that the teaching is symbolic, you will never go in the proper spirit without coming away with your vision extended, feeling a little more exalted, with your knowledge increased as to things that are spiritual." End quote. From the Holy Temple, Ensign, October 2010. How has attending the temple or studying about the temple helped you learn about the Lord's ways? Invite students to seek to learn about the Lord and His ways as they attend or prepare to attend the temple and participate in sacred ordinances there. Summarize Isaiah 2:6-22 by explaining that in Isaiah's time, the Israelites had become obsessed with wealth and idolatry. Isaiah prophesied that at the time of the second coming, the proud and powerful would be humbled for their transgressions. You may want to conclude by sharing your testimony of the truths you have discussed today. Scripture Mastery, Isaiah 1:18. To help students memorize Isaiah 1:18, write the text of the scripture on the board. As a class, recite the scripture aloud together. Invite a student to erase some of the words from the board and then recite the scripture as a class again. Continue inviting students to erase the words from the board. Repeat these steps until all the words on the board have been erased and students can recite the scripture from memory. Commentary and background information. Isaiah 2:2-3 and 5. Understanding multiple meanings in Isaiah. Out of Zion shall go forth the law. During the dedication of the Conference Center in Salt Lake City on October 8, 2000, President Gordon B. Hinckley quoted Isaiah 2:2-3 and 5 and stated, quote, "I believe that prophecy applies to the historic and wonderful Salt Lake Temple, but I believe also that it is related to this magnificent hall. For it is from this pulpit that the law of God shall go forth, together with the word and testimony of the Lord." End quote. From This Great Millennial Year, Ensign, November 2000.